Hi there, and welcome to the Biz Communication Show. I'm your host, Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy, bringing you communication tips and strategies that will boost your business because you and I together learn winning words and ways. One of the things that you and I will agree on, whatever else we might disagree on, is that there is so much hostility going on. In fact, I jotted down some of the very hot topics that people are talking about today, topics that are keeping the emotions very high. And I just want to share a few of them, and I know you could think of 15 or 20 more just as I could. And these topics, of course, result in name-calling, disputes, sometimes loss of friendship, and amazingly, even divisions within the family. The ones I jotted down: political preferences, homelessness, gender identity, abortion, racial bias, criminal justice, and border protection. And I know that even as I was talking, you thought of 10 or 12 more topics that are dividing us so much now. And they divide us so much that we are angry. We are contesting. We are defending our opinion. We are saying, I'm right. My opinion is the only opinion, and I'm not listening to yours. That, of course, just aggravates the conflict. So we're going to talk for a few minutes and think together for a few minutes about how we can reduce conflict, tension, and sometimes, in extreme cases, even violence, how we can reduce that by changing our language. I wonder if you've ever had the privilege of reading Benjamin Franklin's autobiography. I've referred to it many times. If you have not read it, I encourage you to. Related to what we're talking about, listen to what Benjamin Franklin had to say about the early ways that he expressed his opinion and then how he expressed them later on and how the results changed. He says, a Quaker friend kindly informed me that I was generally thought proud, that my pride showed itself frequently in conversation, that I was not content with being in the right when discussing any point, but was overbearing and rather insolent. And he said his Quaker friend proved that to him by mentioning several conversations that he'd had with Franklin. So Benjamin Franklin wisely recognized that he needed to make some changes in the way he spoke to people about topics that were disturbing them. He said, I made it a rule to forbear all direct contradiction to the sentiments of others and all positive assertion of my own. And so he started changing his wording. Instead of saying certainly and undoubtedly, he started saying, I conceive, I apprehend, or I imagine a thing to be so. He said immediately he found the advantage of this change in my manners. The conversations I engaged in went on more pleasantly. The modest way in which I proposed my opinions procured them a readier reception and less contradiction. And so he said for the next 50 years of his life, he made no dogmatic statements, no dogmatic statements which would say, this is it, I'm right, you're wrong, no discussion. So one of the changes that we can make in our language is what Ben Franklin alluded to, and Dr. Wayne Dyer, on a more contemporary level, said that if we really want to improve all of our relationships, one of the things we need to do is just give up the need to be right. That's pretty difficult. In fact, just try to give up being the need to be right, try to give that up for a few hours a day, and then see if we can make it a pattern. All right, that type of language change we understand by now, and we can follow Ben Franklin's advice and his example on that, his illustration. Also, there are provocative, stimulating questions we can ask when we are in a dispute with somebody about one of the topics I mentioned or some other topic. There are three questions we can ask, and these are very stimulating, provocative, and can lead us away from arguments into consensus and maybe miraculously, sometimes even into agreement. The first question is, why do you feel that way? You see, most of the time when somebody states an opposing opinion to us, our impulse is just to react, respond, argue, contest what they said. But it would really open things up if we said, why do you feel that way? When we ask the question, we must be sincere in asking it. We need to be patient. We need to be listening. And when another individual starts explaining his or her point of view, instead of interrupting, instead of saying, no, that's not right, instead of saying, I don't agree with that, let them have their full say. This is a remarkable way to show respect. And when you show respect for another's opinion, however different it is from yours, you open the way to much more constructive conversation and relationships and productivity. So that's the first question. Why is it you feel that way? Will you please explain that to me? The second question, now, will you please let me express my opinion on the topic? Chances are very good that if you were a keen listener, if you were courteous, if you were patient, if you did not contest what was being said when the other person was giving his or her opinion, chances are very good that they will listen to your opinion. And so a two-way conversation has really started instead of this anger. In fact, we can begin to keep cool now. We can be cool and we can be smiling. Why are we cool and why are we smiling when we were so hot a few minutes ago? Because we have created a situation of respect and open exchange without combat. And then the third question, and we have paved the way for it by the first two questions. The third question is, what topics, what themes, what opinions do you think we have in common? What is it there that we can agree on? Amazingly, when we are very far apart, we're polarized in talking to somebody else, amazingly, after we've asked these first two questions, we can then move ahead and say, okay, here's what you said, here's what I said, what common ground can we find? Surprisingly, even in cases where we seem there could not be any movement of his or her opinion or our opinion, amazingly, we can find that happen if we search for common ground. Now, let me conclude by saying that I'm not a daydreamer. I'm not just an idealist. What I'm sharing with you now, Benjamin Franklin's approach, Wayne Dyer's approach, the three questions, what I'm sharing with you now worked very well for me during my 20 years in management at the vice presidential level. And also, these formulas I have shared with many major corporations and small businesses and individuals as well. In every case, this has not been just a panacea. It really has worked. So take my word for it. Take my word for it that it does work. And we can use these language changes to move into some type of improved relationship. I will be eager to know how this works for you. I invite you to go now to my YouTube channel, Bill Lampton, PhD. When you go to the search bar on YouTube, type that in. That's my YouTube moniker, Bill Lampton, PhD. And once you get to my channel, hit that subscribe button. You'll not only have access to this video, but you'll have access to many instructional videos that I've been posting since 2004, which will help all of us strengthen our communication. After all, I'm the biz communication guy. Make sure while you're there, you subscribe. And of course, this video will be there as well. Next, I invite you to go to my website as the biz communication guy. It's quite logical that my website is bizcommunicationguy.com. And notice while you're on my website that you have options there on how to subscribe to my podcast. If you're not already subscribed to my podcast, go to my website and do that. Additionally, take a look, please, at the services that I provide for corporations and leaders. And then when you've done that, I want you to please give me a call, 678-316-4300. Again, that's 678-316-4300. I will want to talk with you about your communication problems and challenges. We can explore in an initial no obligation, no cost conversation. We can explore your communication challenges and problems and talk about how I can help you find solutions to them. So give me a call. And I want to thank each of you for being with us again on the Biz Communication Show. On the video version, are on the podcast version, invite you to be with us for every edition of the Biz Communication Show, where you will get valuable communication tips and strategies that will build your business through winning words and ways. Thanks again. I'm Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy.